Good evening to all Minnesotans and greetings. This is Harold Stassen, your former governor. I speak to you tonight about one of the most important questions before you, now 6 days before the primary election to be held on Tuesday, September 12th. I raise this important question and focus attention upon it with reluctance, but at the same time with the conviction that I have a duty and responsibility to the people and to the Republicans to speak frankly and forthrightly about it. I'm certain it would come out through the DFL after the primary, and it is essential that it be known before the primary. When I filed for the United States Senate seat at the state capitol on July 5th, I opened up my complete taxpaying reports for both 1976 and 1977 and provided complete Xerox copies to the press and radio and TV stations. These showed that I had paid my full and fair share of taxes, Minnesota and federal, and showed in detail my contributions and my deductions. I called upon the others, including Rudy Boschwitz, to do the same, including the reports of his personal corporation, Plywood, Minnesota. But up to this late date, Rudy Boschwitz had not done so. He continues to cover up these facts, which I hold that the people are entitled to know about a candidate, and especially one for an office that will have a large influence on the future tax laws of the country. I believe that the reason Rudy Boschwitz continues to cover up these complete tax reports for 1976 and 1977 is that they would show a scandal in not paying taxes by Plywood, Minnesota and Rudy Boschwitz, notwithstanding large profits. I believe they would show a scandal so deep and far-reaching that it would be clear to the independent Republicans of Minnesota that he should not be their nominee for the United States Senate. I believe that the DFL has long planned to use and would use this scandal in a drive that may sink the entire IR ticket just when the state needs IR leadership. I hold that the voters and the independent Republican candidates for governor and other offices are entitled to know these facts before the primary. Let me point out further, these kind of taxpaying reports have been opened up and copies provided to the press by Al Quie, by Vice President Mondale, by President Ford, by President Carter, and by candidates around the nation, and the taxpaying records of nearly all Minnesota corporations are publicly reported. I said to the Independent Republican Convention in June that both Rudy Boschwitz and I would need to answer to the people before the primary on the various key issues. Now, from my direct campaign to the people throughout Minnesota, from International Falls to Austin, from Monona to Ortonville, across the state, I find that the voters are responding to our program and policies and record, and notwithstanding the miscalculations of the media, I believe we will win the nomination. I tonight predict that we will win on September 12th. Throughout my responsibilities over the years, we've had administrations of integrity, we've handled large programs with honesty, we have stood for openness and against cover-ups. This open manner is in the way in which I pledge to you that I would take leadership as United States Senator in making the tax system more fair and just, in easing the tax burden now too heavy on middle-income earners, in helping the families with students through tuition tax credits, in stopping abuses and closing tax loopholes, encouraging small businesses and new businesses, and in helping the inheritance of family farms and family businesses by sons and daughters in the years ahead. Justice in taxation and elimination of waste are two of the basic keys to stopping this terrible inflation. Remember, primary day, September 12th, is one of the most important in the history of Minnesota and in the history of our Republican Party. Thank you and good evening.